The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. The wealth of a nation belongs to all the people. The money of the wealthy should be given to the poor. The wealthy among us are parasites, sucking the lifeblood of the common man. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
Gold is the best investment of the century, growing over 500% since 2001. But right on cue, the pundits on Wall Street are again saying the gold rush is now over. Mind you, they said the same thing when gold prices topped 500 and 1,000. What the founding fathers referred to as the friends of paper money have been dead wrong on gold for a decade, while Swiss America has been right on the money. Why? Because we understand gold is real money. It's no longer just a commodity. And now 90 experts all agree gold is going much higher. Call Swiss America for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble. It's free. Call now toll-free 866-883-2714. That's 866-883-2714. In today's uncertain world, gold is a wealth preserver, period. Is gold in a bubble? Call toll-free 866-883-2714. 866-883-2714 for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble.
Use brute force. The plans of the elite are clear, and so is the ruthless way in which they want to accomplish them. If we allow this to happen, a new society will be built on the ashes of what we once knew. A new society in which we will own nothing, not even a home of our own. The elite wants to make sure that between now and 2030, everything you now own will be theirs. For this, a devastating economic crisis is necessary. First, a middle class is attacked, which is the backbone of society. Entrepreneurs are forced to go into tremendous debt, which will ultimately cause them to lose all their possessions. After that, things will move quickly. Banks will fall, cash money will cease to exist, and the only way not to starve to death will be the acceptance of government support, which will include several conditions, such as the vaccination passport and giving up all private possessions. Because the entrepreneurs are the first to fall, many others won't immediately feel the crisis. The people remain divided among themselves until it is too late. This is not a doomsday scenario that I've made up. This is simply the Great Reset, the New World Order, which has been prepared for many generations and which has been extensively tested in every communist dictatorship in the world.
The friendly skies of TNA Airways, taking you to the most exotic and unexplored regions. In ways that will move and inspire you to new heights. At TNA Airways, we believe it's our job to handle your business so you don't have to. The friendly, and we do mean friendly handlers of TNA Airways, know exactly how you feel. We take the time for hands-on, up-close, and personal service.
I have to tell you, I've flown TNA Airways several times, and I just keep coming back for more. It just makes me feel so safe and so secure. They have big, strong security guards, and they really know how to reach out and touch you.
At TNA Airways, we let our fingers do the walking. And our pilots do the talking.
And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking it up to about 30,000 feet. Be sure and put all your unmentionables, bras, panties, underwear, jock straps back on, and enjoy the flight.
And remember, at TNA, packages are always checked for free. And your luggage is too.
Thanks, TNA.
Excuse me, miss. Would you like me to help you with your brassiere?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Last year, I was on 120 different radio interviews. And I've got to tell you that you're the best. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not flattering you. I want a promise from you that when you have your own national television show, that you don't forget AMAC and Dan Weber and you have us on.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
You're a patriot, but even you're an intelligent patriot who can communicate. And that's so important.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show on the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
For employees, customers, following White House.
Hola,
Cipolla.
And gentlemen, there is excitement. There indeed is cheering on airline flights domestically in the United States throughout the land today as the end of the mask mandate. Masks are now optional. According to the TSA, finally the ruling being lifted, and judges overturned the ability of any of the private or any of the commercial carriers to be able to force passengers and their staff to be able to have to wear masks as part of the in-flight protocol, as it were, on commercial airline flights across the United States. So what you hear there is celebration, in some cases, actual singing that was taking place on board these flights.
Masks are
now optional.
Customers following White House.
Masks are now optional for employees, customers, and airline staff.
You know that I can surely see that.
And I understand the celebration, but to realize how far our once free and once Lady Liberty Nation has fallen, where something as small as not being forced to wear a face diaper for domestic air travel, where something like that would be cause for celebration. Simply allowing people to breathe oxygen unfettered. Now that's reason for celebration in the United States. So let's not lose the perspective of what's actually taking place and what has been taken from us in this broad scale conditioning exercise, where in so many contexts, we've been forced to beg permission, those of us who've actually complied. I promised you, I would not fly commercial if my life depended on it during the COVID pandemic. No, but nobody's going to force me to wear a mask, and I'm not going to put myself in a position to have to wrestle an air marshal because I'm not willing to comply with a mask edict. I have flown privately, which... truth be told, I normally do anyway. I fly leased and rented
private jets as means of continental transportation. But I just wasn't going to put myself or my family in a position where we were forced to choose or have to choose to get confrontational with somebody because they want to force us to wear masks that don't work anyway. And so that was never an issue. But realize where it is, the degree to which we have been compromised as a nation, that now suddenly not being forced to wear the mask is such a reason for exultation and celebration. But these clips, nonetheless, the clips are very interesting to listen to and to behold.
Airplane, but they are encouraged to continue to do so as a precaution. I just wanted to read that to you guys. So if you would like to take them off, you can. If you want to keep them on, you can, okay?
So the masks, that aboard Allegiant Airlines, that air carrier got their start and principally makes their money with budget flights to Las Vegas, Nevada. That's the gambler's airline, as it were, and you heard right there, they're still encouraging you to wear the mask, but they want to let you know that it's optional. You don't have to wear them. You can wear them if you want. You don't have to wear them if you want. Question I have is, what's going to happen to those who have become so compulsively and obsessively attached to their face diapers that they feel so terrified and threatened in the presence of people who breathe unobstructed aboard these flights? We've all seen the clips of the idiot maskies who just lose their you-know-what when they're in the presence or have to sit by somebody who won't wear the mask or refuses to wear the mask, or there's conversation or confrontation between maskies and the unmasked and all the rest of it. You've seen those clips. What is going to happen now that freedom is being reinstalled among a people that have become so accustomed to the security blanket of the face diaper wrapped around their ever-living face? So serious, it's an honest question. I dare say that we're going to see an uptick in violent reactions and in the violence of the maskers aboard these flights now that they're confronted with a population that is celebrating and exulting in the fact that we have bodily self-autonomy once again in the previously unfriendly skies of the dictatorial edicts of the TSA and the FAA. Doesn't that just make sense?
This is the captain speaking. As of right now, all flights in JetBlue, we don't require a mask. So
this is your captain speaking. We no longer require the masks. That aboard JetBlue. Oh, and the flight attendants look happier than just about anybody in this situation. And let's be honest, one of the perks. Oh, she's crying. Play more of that.
Oh my God! Yay!
Oh.
Oh my
God!
You're so cute.
It's so emotional just to see the fact that. You understand, it's been the flight attendants who've suffered under this as well. And to see them be able to take off their masks and to see the genuine happiness just at the simple human reaction to being able to breathe unobstructed and not have to wear those stupid hypoxic face diaper pieces of crap that everybody's been forced into for however long. Not to mention the fact, one of the perks of flying commercial is to see... this isn't a secret, right? Stewardesses are supposed to be eye candy for the passengers. Supposed to have pretty young women as stewardesses aboard the flights, and then they're covered with these stupid, surgical-looking idiot garbs that cover up their pretty smile. That's been a cultural loss in and of itself. Here you see these two beautiful young women. Stewardesses celebrating the fact they just get the order and they're able to take off their face masks.
Please don't throw them on the floor because we have to clean afterwards.
Please don't throw them on the floor because we have to pick them up, she said. That is, play that one again. That's worth a replay.
As of right now, all flights in JetBlue, we don't require a mask. So you want to walk.
Thank you.
We don't require the masks as of now. Dancing around, swinging her mask over her head like she might, like in other contexts and settings, she might be swinging other articles of clothing.
Oh my God, yay.
They're so happy. And she's dabbing, one of the stewards is dabbing a tear from her eye just at the reality that no longer happening to wear the mask. Now, I've said it since the beginning of the pandemic. My heart goes out to anybody who was in a position where they were forced on penalty of their job either to get the shot or to wear the mask. Getting the shot is one thing, and that's a level of tyranny that we've discussed many a time on this show. I have family members. Have a very close family member who was a CEO of a sizable corporation in the United States and lost his employment, was forced out of his job simply for not being willing to take the mRNA vaccine into his body, but he was willing to sacrifice and was unwilling to compromise his own dedication to his freedom and liberty. He was willing to come on the program anonymously, and I didn't feel that it was worth compromising him or putting him in line, you know, for future recriminations or backlash in terms of his employment. He's now been rehired in an even better job and at an even better salary level as a result of the transition, but was literally forced out of his position of 20 years as a result of his unwillingness to get the vaccination. He and his family came and they stayed in my home, you know, for some period of time as a result of the mandate and being in transition, and, you know, gave him some time to travel the country, and they came and spent some time in South Dakota, and we traveled and took in the sights, and they used it sort of as a decompress moment as he looked for new employment. So I understand implicitly, explicitly, and intuitively the burden that's been placed on everybody in this moment, but realize the degree to which our country has been conditioned, compromised, and corrupted. The psychological wounding that's taken place, and especially for the children in school who've been forced to wear these stupid things for so very long. So much of this goes without saying, but I just wonder if we're not going to see an uptick in these kind of confrontations. Maybe not. Aboard flights, as the maskies have their security blanket. They've been told for so long that even when they're sitting there triple and quadruple vaxxed and they're wearing 2 and 3 masks, that they're not really safe unless the person sitting beside them is wearing a mask as well. That's been drummed into them to a level that they're obsessed, they're compulsed by it, and they're angry, and in many cases, you've seen the clips. Should have queued some of those up for you so you can listen once again. The unhinged, absolute hysterical terror of somebody who's sitting there in a mask but is terrified because the person sitting next to them won't wear one or has it pulled down below their nose or whatever the idiot situation is. And they're terrified. You look in their eyes. They're genuinely terrified and shocked by the situation. And I just wonder if those scenarios are going to play out with greater frequency now that the mandate has been lifted system-wide. You have some more celebration clips? Let's play a few more of those. African-American flight attendant singing as he brings the garbage bag down the aisle and lets people throw away their masks. Let's play some more.
And on board the aircraft. Yes. If you would like to continue wearing your mask, please feel free to do that. We do have extras if you would like one. First time it's
used. You hear her. She's making the announcement, and she's choked up in tears just to be able to tell the people they don't have to wear their masks. You think we haven't been living under absolute police state tyranny? This is just Yeah, and the fact that this announcement brings up such emotion for everybody. This announcement inside an airport as people are given the information. People cheering and clapping because they don't have to wear their masks inside the airport any longer as they wait and get ready for their flight. Word is more lockdowns are coming and that they're going to try to put this thing right back on. Good luck with that. We will have to wait and watch and see what happens. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Chad Olson Show.
Dance, dance to the song they're playing on the radio.
April 18th, the Biden administration announced that the Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports and on board aircraft.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.